This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
League One Volleyball is back. The world's best players together on American soil. This is volleyball like you've never seen before. Huge swings, massive blocks, jaw-dropping digs. A sport where every play is a highlight. League One Volleyball returns January 7th, 2026 with teams in Atlanta, Austin, Houston, Madison, Nebraska, and Salt Lake. To buy tickets, visit lobb.com/iHeart.
Hello. Well, I know I am late. I'm actually recording this episode on my computer. I plugged in my microphone and it's not recording from my microphone, and I'm not gonna mess with the settings too much to try to figure it out because I can be a boomer when it comes to technology. So, as you know, Candy Burris and Todd Tucker are divorcing after 11 years of marriage. And I just wanted to read a story that came out on December 1st. And this is the caption from Culture, the Instagram account called Culture News _ Culture with a K. Quote, this is their caption. Woo! Atlanta is shaking. Todd Tucker has reportedly blown up the Bravo universe after revealing he's expecting a baby with a long-hidden girlfriend. And the timing is messy. According to insiders, Todd was allegedly juggling two lives, wrapping up his split from Candy while quietly maintaining a whole relationship off the radar, and now welcoming a baby with that woman. Sources say Candy's circle is, quote, stunned, humiliated, and blindsided, especially with whispers of overlapping timelines and secret meetups swirling online. Real Housewives of Atlanta fans are calling this one of the biggest scandals the franchise has ever seen, and the internet is demanding receipts. End quote. So, was Mama Joyce right about Todd? I mean, if Mama Joyce was right about Todd, it would explain why he wasn't really fighting back against any of Mama Joy's allegations and Mama Joy's cold shoulder and insults and abuse, verbal abuse. That would explain it. It would also explain why he invested a decade into being married to Candy. It's like he's dipping out at the time that he knows he has the most potential to make the most money because of the length of time that they were married. You know, I remember, like, I am very far behind on The Housewives. And it's definitely a 2026 goal of mine to watch all of the Housewives that I'm behind on the series. Some franchises I haven't seen, some cities. But anyways, I remember when Todd was not having sex with Candy and she like kept talking about it. I guess he was saying he was tired or whatever. And then they started having sex again. And this is a long time ago. What I know from what I've seen is I know that Todd was not really effing Candy very often or as often as she wanted. I know that, which as we know, men tend to want to have sex every hour. I also know that Candy had like, wasn't it like some tour, some sex dungeon tour, whatever, where she would be like in lingerie, like rubbing up on Todd on stage. Didn't she do some shit like that? We also know that they were always having threesomes. We know that they were sleeping with Portia. Candy definitely had the threesomes going. And it begs the question, was Candy doing threesomes before Todd, or was this something she was doing to try to satisfy Todd? But regardless, I haven't seen more seasons than I've seen with Todd. Like, I haven't seen a lot of seasons with Todd, and I haven't seen Candy's spinoff shows. But from my outside perspective, women like Candy deserve love too. Women who are wealthy, successful, beautiful, driven, they deserve love just as much as anyone else. However, today, when a woman is successful, or when she has commercial success, when she has a lot of money, makes a lot of money, whatever, there are men out here today who are very happy to use women. Very happy. That aside, there's nothing anybody can do to keep their man. Candy is proof of that. She was having the threesomes. You know, they would they had a very active, I'll put it that way, they had a very active sex life as a couple and with other people. Candy has money. Candy has an enormous family. Candy gave Todd access to celebrities, wealth, the lifestyle, sex with multiple people, other people, whatever. He had everything. She was spending on him, like spoiling him. She still couldn't keep him. She still couldn't make it work. Because there's nothing you can do to make it work. You can't force someone how to act right. And when something like this happens to anyone, it makes them question the entire relationship, which is really sad. Because maybe Todd was in love with her and things changed. I don't know. I don't know why he's challenging the prenup. That wasn't in the caption I read, but he's challenging the prenup and saying how he like signed it under pressure, some whatever the fuck stress, whatever it is he's saying. I'm just like, how do we get here? How did we get here? Because of course, in hindsight, I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, Candy could have had a wedding ceremony, because that's what a lot of girls grow up wanting and women want is to have the wedding ceremony, is to be in the wedding dress, have the ceremony. She could have had the ceremony without filing any actual legal documentation. And I'm starting to think that more people should do this. I'm starting to think that women who out earn their men by what, like 50 times in spades.
This isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100 year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high flying dunks, 100 years of show stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
I feel that they should have a ceremony, but not submit any legal documentation. Because your partner is not going to possibly take half of your money when you do it that way. And Candy has her prenup. Like, I don't understand how you sign a prenup on television and then you want to fight the prenup. Like, I don't get it. But anyway, I just think Candy is such an icon. I don't understand what the hell's going on. And I wonder, how is this going to affect her? What does something like this do to your sense of trust? What does something like this do to your psyche? How does this affect you going forward in romantic relationships? Why are relationships so difficult for so many people who have any type of status or any type of accomplishment. It's just easier when you have nothing, because you could have no standards and you could accept anything, and nobody is trying to take your money if you ain't got none. I'm embarrassed for Candy. I'm hurt for Candy. I'm devastated for Candy. This woman is obviously younger than Todd if he knocked up some bitch. They say that he like had a relationship with a stripper or whatever. And I wonder how long the cheating was taking place. I don't know. I think what happens a lot of times is when someone gets someone that far surpasses, when some men get a woman who far surpasses them in the looks department, money department, success, fame, whatever, they feel like they need to find a bitch who is beneath that, their partner, their successful partner, their beautiful or successful partner, because that girl, I couldn't think of what word I want. That downgrade bitch makes that guy feel like a man, because he's out earning her, she's worshiping him, and he's not getting that from the woman who makes 50 times as much money, is more successful, famous, all of that. And it's odd that these men can't respect the union and just be grateful and thankful. The offsets, they can be grateful and thankful that their bitch is more successful than them. They're uncomfortable. They'd rather be with a bitch that they feel like should look up to them. And it's weird that they put so much trust in hoes and women who have no problem sleeping with them when they know that they're married. So you're really trusting the hoe? You're trusting that she gonna be faithful with you? And obviously, every single time that I think about a man impregnating a woman while he's in a relationship, married or not, is that man fucks raw. That man cheats on his wife by fucking raw. So that man puts his wife's health or girlfriend's health at risk just so he could bust in random bitches. Candy didn't deserve this. I don't know if this is true. I don't know what's going on. This is getting really messy. And Candy filed, and then they had Thanksgiving together. And then now this story came out after Thanksgiving, which makes her honestly look like a dumb bitch. I'm sorry. You file, and then you're like, oh, we're cordial. This is mutual. And then you find out that he put a baby in somebody else, allegedly. So they're saying that he admitted to this or whatever. I'm not really finding that story that he actually said that he has a bitch knocked up. Let me see. I'm Googling right now. So, like, I don't know. Maybe it's true because this one blogger is saying, you know, he has a baby on the way or whatever. Regardless, like, I don't like anything about this. I'm really sad about this. You really want good you want good things to happen to good people. You don't want this. And all Candy wanted was love, romance, to get married, have more kids, as do a lot of other women. And I don't know if Todd was scamming from the beginning. And I never would have thought this if he didn't impregnate somebody else, supposedly. Never would have thought that if he wasn't challenging the prenup. You're supposed to be a man and not try to essentially rob your spouse. I remember when Katy Perry and Russell Brand divorced, she didn't have a prenup. But he always told her from the jump he's not going for her money, and he didn't. That's a man. This shit right here, that's not a man. And you would think that pieces of shit like Todd would be embarrassed. They ain't embarrassed. The Brandon Blackstocks, Kelly Clarkson's now deceased ex-husband, like, he wasn't embarrassed trying to rob Kelly, trying to get like 400 plus K a month. He wasn't embarrassed. Some of these men are not embarrassed, but I don't know. I hope that Candy is in therapy and on her way to healing. And I'm just sad for her. And the way how Mama Joyce is going to be up her ass talking about I told you so. Like, where does Candy go from here? Because I feel like Mama Joyce ain't going like nobody. Like, the way how Mama Joyce feels vindicated, I don't know. Anyways, y'all, this is devastating. And you don't want this shit to be going down at the end of the year either. I'm just sad for Candy and embarrassed for Candy and fuck this shit. And on top of it, it's a messy divorce. Wow. Fuck Todd. Like, I bet people are eating him up in the comments. Fuck this man. He's not even tall. He's not even tall. He does have a really big head, like Mama Joyce would say. Like, fuck him. Anyways, that's it.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.